11:16 SEN.
And it is fantastic to have your company on this hump day Wednesday, 20 past 8. Sam Edmund, Tim Watson with you. Wispy, obviously the Adelaide Footy Club, a tremendous 2017, made the grand final against the Richmond Footy Club, then made the news for all the wrong reasons, I think it's fair to say, last year. Not the season they would have wanted, but they're about resetting the dial, and they've done so, taken another step towards doing so. Anyway, with the announcement of the co-captains, the brilliant midfielder Rory Sloan joining Tex Walker at the top of the player hierarchy there. And the man who helped make the decision has been good enough to join us, and we really appreciate it. A big welcome to you, Don Pike.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for jumping on the line. We do appreciate it. You clearly think two's better than one anyway.
Yeah, look, we did. We came to that position, obviously. You know, we've got the benefit of having two, you know, really strong leaders in Taylor, who's done the job for the last 3 years in my time, and Rory, who's emerged in that period as well. So, you know, when we looked at it, it was sort of more common sense decision than anything else.
Hey, good morning, Adonis. Tim here. And did you sit Tex down and talk to him about what was behind the thinking in changing this?
Yeah, we did. We had some good conversations around, you know, sort of how we could actually get what we want, the best thing, obviously, for the team and for the club. And I think ultimately it probably, you know, indirectly will help him as well. It, you know, allows him to probably focus on, you know, the things which will make him the best leader possible, which is playing as well as he can. Sometimes the other things which go with the job now. And the job, it's interesting because it's sort of changed over the time that now with the, you know, whether it be the media landscape or, you know, corporate sponsors and everything else, there's a fair amount of demands on the captain, and we're probably thinking being able to spread that around the two of those guys, it allows him to focus on what his primary role is, which is to play really good footy and lead in a strong way, both on the track and in games.
Hey Don, you've been around footy for a long time. Has this been a philosophical shift for you too, to have co-captains?
No, not really, to be honest, Tim. I mean, I remember when I first started getting into coaching, I was talking to Rick Charlesworth, and he was, you know, the time at the Hockey Roos where he led them to that successful period, and he actually went with a no-captain rule. Mm. So I've always had a pretty open mind around what's the best structure. And for me, it really comes down to what fits your group and what fits, you know, the current guys you've got within your club. And it just made sense to me that we've got two guys who are passionate about the club. They're both invested their footy life at the club and are going to finish their days at the club, and they're both driven for success. And, you know, to have those two guys share the role, they're good mates. They complement each other really well in terms of the way they interact with the group, the way that they actually attack their training, the way that they play, the positions they play. There's just a lot of synergy there, which I think, you know, we can really benefit from.
So, Don, did Tex take it well from the outset? I guess the obvious assumption from very much the outside over here looking in was that he obviously needed the help, and it was a really tough year for him last year. Or was it more that Rory was just was so good, he signed the new deal, of course, and he is, in most other clubs, would be a captain in his own right? I mean, how is it sort of, what way should we look at it?
Well, I think you look at it on the basis that, you know, Tex has done an outstanding job for us for, as I say, the last 3 years, and he's now joined by someone else to help us get better. And that's, you know, I don't think in any way you look at it as a demotion for Tex. He's still captain of the footy club. He's just now got a mate alongside him to help drive us forward.
Yep. Eddie Betts, captain of an AFLX team. He had a tricky year last year as well. I mean, are you happy with the AFLX format? How many players is too many from a Crows perspective playing in this particular version of the game?
Yeah, well, maybe obviously just said last year he had a difficult year with some injuries. Obviously, the birth of twins sort of changes his home life as well.
Yeah,
something you put into the mix. So, yeah, they're a year older now, obviously, and he's a lot more settled in that space, and they're sleeping through the night, which is good. Look, the AFLX is an interesting one. I reckon it's one of those things which, as an industry, we've got to, you know, I think they've done the right thing, the AFL, in trying to bring some high profile players into it to see whether it can grab the imagination of the public and get some following. So, I mean, each club's committed to play, you know, a maximum of four players. So, you know, we've sort of gone through our list, and the guys who are pretty durable, who've been able to get through a fair volume of training and obviously have performed at a high level, then we'll make those guys available. Like every club, obviously we have some players that maybe have had some interruptions, or, you know, it's just not really in their interest, really, in their prep for round one to risk playing AFLX. But, yeah, hopefully, I'm sure the guys are excited. I know Eddie's excited about being captain coach of his own team, so we'll see what he puts together.
It's 26 and a half minutes past eight. We're talking to the Adelaide Crows coach, Don Pike. And, Don, we spoke to Sean Higgins from the Bulldogs the other day, from North Melbourne the other day, and he was talking about they just started some match simulation and they're looking at this new point kick-in and that type of thing, and he said it really opened up all sorts of possibilities. Have you got your head around it yet?
Yeah, we're getting there. We're probably at a very similar stage now. We've just sort of returned back after Christmas, and the guys have sort of, you know, now had 2 weeks of nearly full training. So we're at a point where we're starting to head into match sim, and they're looking for that. And some of the new rule changes we've sort of rolled out. Now we've probably got to roll them out in the match sim and see what the ripple is. So, that the CB with the 666, obviously what you do with your kick-ins and your zones will be something we need to consider.
Don, I wouldn't have thought there'd be match sim tomorrow, or will there be? What, just a lazy 45 degrees in the city tomorrow?
Yeah, 45 tomorrow, so we'll probably kick off a little bit earlier, but yes, there will be match sim tomorrow. That's unfortunately. But it's not going to get to 45 until in the afternoon, so we're monitoring the weather at the moment over here, but hopefully we'll be off the track before it hits anywhere sort of past the mid-30s. So, but obviously, once again, we'll monitor the session based upon what weather produces.
Now, Brad Crouch won't be there. I think he's going to miss what we read a week of training. Just a minor foot injury, it would seem.
Yeah, that's what it looks like at the moment for us, which is really pleasing, because anything with Brad, I mean, given his history, and it's more, I feel for Brad. I mean, he missed the whole season last year, and, that was disappointing for him. And, this is just a little, from a minor foot sprain, which, they're pretty confident he'll settle down. I mean, he's able to complete the session and do the conditioning after the session. So it was really just pulled up sore the next day, and they've just backed him off for a week. So we'll hopefully get him up and going next week.
And Don, after the controversy of your off-season camp last year, did you just take all the players down to Glenelg Beach for a swim and a barbecue or something nice and simple like that?
No, we went down to Normanville just before Christmas, went down there, and slightly different camp this year. We sort of just did a bit of paintball, played a bit of cricket on the beach, and did a few other things around our game style and that sort of thing. So a bit low-key this year, Tim.
Were you thinking the whole time that you're down there, look, we're not going to do anything controversial here. There's no way known that we're going to end up in a story throughout the course of the year based on our camp this season?
Pretty confident we haven't done that, Tim, yeah.
Hey, just quickly, Don, come up to the 8:30 news. Shane McAdam, he was obviously involved in the Mitch McGovern trade. What sort of impressions he made on you?
Yeah, look, we're really excited about having Shane on board. He's a sort of mature age guy that's played some good footy at Sandford level. Unfortunately, he got crook a couple of weeks ago, picked up a bad gastro bug, so he ended up in hospital on that one. So he's working his way back into it, and he's probably making that transition, as all first-year guys do, between playing at a local level or playing TAC Cup and getting into the AFL thing. But he's certainly one to look out for. He's high talent. He moves really well. Got a great feel for the game. So I'll get him back into training and see what he's got over the JLT series.
Fantastic, Don. Well, hope you get the boys out early. She's going to be an absolute cooker in the City of Churches. Exciting year for the club, no doubt about it. Thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Don.
Coach of the Adelaide Crows, Don Pike there.